welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. How are you? It's September. It's my favorite time of year. As a true New Englander, or as somebody who lives in New England, this is why we live here, because of the month of September and October, if it cooperates. This has been a busy month. I skipped last week's podcast so I could focus on some exciting things that I'm working on that I'll share a little later on in this episode. But I've been thinking about a lot of different things, and I wanted to share with you today one of them. And it's something I've been thinking and mulling about a lot. And I want to share it with you because if you are somebody who is newer in their business or entrepreneurial journey, I think this episode is going to be really beneficial for you. And even if you are someone who is further along and looking for ways to diversify your traffic or reach new audiences, then this episode is 100% for you too. Today, we're going to talk about why SEO is a foundational component, why it's a core pillar of your overall marketing strategy, and not just sort of an afterthought or a down-the-line thing that you should be thinking about. There is a lot of misconceptions in the online space, even for people who are super successful, about what SEO is and how it actually works and functions and what its role is in the online ecosystem. And a few months ago, I was having a conversation in the DMs with another marketer, and she had posted something about her like marketing sort of ecosystem or system or something like that. And I commented back about how actually, you know, she had SEO as like a step two, whereas I think that SEO is actually really foundational. And she and I went back and forth a little bit, but she was like, SEO is a base two because you need a base to drive traffic. You need a medium for SEO to dictate. You need SEO to drive social media. And I thought that this was a really, really interesting perspective. It didn't surprise me because this is how a lot of people think about SEO. They think about all of the platforms that they're on as the drivers that dictate SEO versus SEO being the driver. And she went on to talk about how SEO is not this tangible thing. You know, it's like the cloud, it's abstract. You can't have SEO without a blog post, for example, but you can have a blog post without SEO. And that's all well and good in a really nice philosophical way of talking about something that you might not 100% understand, and maybe you're not used to receiving pushback on, but the perspective is wrong. And the perspective is wrong because SEO is foundational. Nothing that we're doing online can exist without the internet, for example, right? You can't do email marketing without email marketing platforms or the internet. All of it is abstract. All of it is living in this cloud of, you know, ones and zeros. But her perspective is not an unusual one because that's how a lot of people think about SEO. And I hate to say that something's wrong, but I'm going to call it what it is. SEO is not an afterthought. You do not need a social media platform to drive your SEO. In fact, SEO can help drive your social media traffic. And this is why. SEO is foundational because it is dictating a huge percentage of the kind of content that you're creating and the keywords and the topics that you're creating that content around. SEO is foundational because it's helping you understand what your core ideal audience is searching for, the solutions that they're looking for, the problems that they have. SEO is foundational because it's going to dictate how you structure and design your website. And by that, I mean, it's going to make sure that the person who's building your website or the platform you're using is responsive in its mobile design, that it has fast page load speed, that the way you're structuring your navigation and your categories and your content is easily navigable and easily found, meaning users don't have to click around 20 fucking times to find what they need to find. All of those are core components and pillars of SEO, and they're foundational. Another core component of SEO is off-page, which is getting people, owners of other websites, to link back to your website. We're not going to talk about that a ton, but that's another component, another visibility component that is 100% necessary for SEO, but is not often talked about as a great way to drive traffic, right? Not only is getting those backlinks going to boost your overall domain authority over time and hopefully help you rank better for certain keywords, but it's also going to get you in front of an audience that you might not otherwise be in front of and drive traffic to your site that way. So those are just some of the core components of SEO, the foundations of SEO. SEO is not in the backseat. SEO is the driver. And as user behavior evolves in 2022 and beyond, what we're seeing happening with TikTok and what we're seeing happening with Instagram, and of course, then there's YouTube and Pinterest and their search engines in their own right, is that SEO is becoming a cornerstone, right? As all of this content is created, think about how much fucking content there is out there. Something being viral and using a trendy song isn't enough for these platforms to say, ooh, this is what that person is searching for when they type something into TikTok and Instagram. And I know that you've probably read about how younger people are using TikTok as a search engine, which is a different episode for a different day. But TikTok still needs a way to prioritize and sort through that information and serve up what they think is best suited to that search. And that's where SEO comes in. Same thing for Instagram. So thinking about SEO as a step two or a step three, why? Why would you invest so much time creating content without having a fucking clue what people are actually searching for? Why create content for TikTok without having an idea what kind of things people are searching for on that platform? On the exact thing that you offer or are educating people on. So it's really interesting to me that people are looking at SEO as this like overlay, right? And a lot of businesses do. I work with one company that spent over $1 million on a brand new website. I think I mentioned this in a couple of episodes ago, and they lost a ton of traffic afterward because it was a design team. They didn't have any SEO consideration when they redid their website, and it was all focused on aesthetics. Pretty doesn't equal profitable. Even for a major e-commerce brand, you have to blend UX, SEO with your aesthetics and merchandising. And this is true for smaller businesses too. You can't just create this beautiful website and expect it to do all of the heavy lifting for you. So it's really interesting to me talking to people and they're like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to think about SEO down the line, or I'm going to focus on social media and then worry about my SEO. But they're inter-fucking related, people. They are inter-fucking related in 2022 and beyond. Your online visibility has to come from a place of holisticness. It is so interconnected now that I can't even imagine looking at SEO in its own silo, because it interconnects to so many things that we're doing. Not every single piece of content that you're creating is going to need to be SEO-centric or optimized. Not all content has that purpose of driving organic traffic. But because platforms are so rapidly changing and people are using them in different ways as mini search engines, I think that's going to become more and more important as time goes on. And if you look at businesses like Canva that put SEO front and center, look at Canva's growth over the past 10 years. They have something like what, like a $60 billion valuation? $60 billion. 270 million organic visits a year. They put SEO front and center to drive that growth from the get-go. That's how they created a huge, huge chunk of their visibility. SEO is the driver. It is the foundation for almost everything that you're doing online. It can inform you on what people are thinking, what they're looking for, the words that they're using. It's going to help you create an amazing on-site user experience so people want to hang around your website, check out what you've got to offer. It's going to be the core component of how you're educating people through blog content or video or short form video. It's going to create referral traffic for you as you work on your backlink outreach because other people are going to be like, wow, this is really fucking amazing. Go check out this website. And people who'd never heard of you before are reading that blog post that links back to your website thinking, ooh, this is cool. I'm going to go check this out. It can inform your video content, what podcast topics you're talking about, your podcast episode titles, all of these different things. SEO is the driver. It's not a step two. It's not a step three. It's foundational. And when you start to think about SEO in that way, as a foundation, as a jumping off point for so many other things that you're doing online, I think things start to become just more focused and clear. When you have an understanding of what people are looking for, when you have an understanding of which keywords to use, it's like, oh, okay. And that compounds across the internet, right? When you're meeting your audience with what they're desiring, what they're needing, what they're searching for on multiple platforms, that starts to create some serious expansiveness. It starts to create visibility. It makes it easier for people to find you. It makes it easier for people to get in front of what you have to say, what you have to offer, the amazing education and content that you have, that you're offering. So that's what I've been thinking about for the last few weeks, because I feel so strongly about it. And so many people, this marketer included, trying to mansplain me something I've been doing for the better part of 15 years. Not on purpose. I think it was well-intentioned, but it comes from a fundamental lack of understanding of what SEO is, how it functions, and how it can be leveraged for your business. It's not sexy. SEO is not sexy. It's not like opening up your TikTok or Instagram app and seeing your video went viral and you've got 20,000 likes. It is not that kind of dopamine hit. But do you know what it is? It is long-term growth strategy. That blog post article that you're spending time on writing right now, that's going to compound over the next 2, 3, 5 years. Canva is a perfect example of this. That time and effort that you're putting into creating killer content or video content, that's going to compound. It's long-term. It has longevity. And while a reel or a TikTok can be discovered 6 months from now and go viral, that is the exception and not the rule. Whereas the foundational content that you're creating on your website, because that's where it needs to live, you need to have a hub, is going to serve you over the long haul. And that is why it is a foundational component of your marketing strategy. That's probably the number one reason. Social media and all of these things, that's the overlay. SEO, that's the foundation. That's the base. And when you shift your perception of it away from this overly technical, you know, I don't really know how to do it. I don't understand it. I don't really need it. And shift it over to being like, okay, this is going to inform a big chunk of what I'm doing online. And in doing so, it's going to compound my growth and visibility over the long haul. When you know that, when you understand that, it's really, really fucking powerful. And again, as other platforms evolve and take search intent more and more into consideration, that's going to become even more important. So, all right, those are my thoughts. Let me give you a quick sneak peek. If you follow me on Instagram or if you're on my email list, you might have heard me talk about Visibility Co. Maybe you've had some questions about it. Today is the day. Doors are open. If you signed up for the webinar that's happening at 12 p.m. Eastern today, amazing. I can't wait to see you there. But after that webinar is finished, the doors are opening for Visibility Co. And I'm so, so excited about it. If you have been craving a place for community, if you have been creating a place to get agency level and expert level support for your business without the agency fees, this is the place. This is the digital marketing club for entrepreneurs who are ready to scale their business with expertise and community. If you want to roll up your sleeves, learn how to scale with strategic SEO and visibility strategies, get found, get seen, this is it. There's going to be monthly trainings, live Q&As, hot seat coaching, a ton of resources, guest speakers, community collaboration. It's all rolled into one amazing monthly club. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes for this because I'm so, so excited about it. And I think it's going to offer so much value to people who are like, I know I need to do this. Maybe you're not ready to invest, you know, thousands of dollars into SEO services or done for you, but you know that it's important and you want to leverage it. And the kicker is we're not just going to talk about SEO. If you've ever wanted to start with Google Ads or even social media ads, any of those things, it's a big chunk of what I do too in my digital marketing business. And we're going to talk all about that. Some amazing guest speakers too to talk about Pinterest and podcasting, all of the goods. So, okay, that is everything for today. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are and you're enjoying that gorgeous September weather. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.